Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Hey everybody, good morning. Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. Yes, we are going to raise those vibrations this morning. And I just want to thank you for tuning in to this podcast. I am Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. And I'm here to share my experiences and the knowledge that I know as facts. Yes, facts. And we only want to share facts on this podcast because that's what it is. All right, so wake up. I want you to wake up, get your cake up, you know, make use of this new day so that you can be all that you can be and do it in a mind frame of positivity and raise those vibrations, put a smile on your face. Be happy to wake up each and every day. Be grateful to wake up each and every day. And be thankful for a new day. And be ready to face it with a smile on your face, joy in your heart. And that's how you start each morning, each and every day. All right, so this episode, I'm going to talk about being grateful. And yes, I know that everybody says like, okay, yes, I'm grateful for everything that I have, but they always want to throw that but in there. Now you got to leave that but out and just be grateful for the things that you already have in your life. Because if you are not, let me tell you this right now from experience, okay? Nothing new can come into your life unless, keyword, unless you are grateful for what you already have. Do I need to say it again for the people in the back that didn't hear me the first time? Nothing new can come into your life unless you are grateful for what you already have. Stop wishing for other things because wishing doesn't get you anything. You have to be grateful for what you already have. Be grateful for the car you're driving. Be grateful for the house you live in. Be grateful for the people in your life. Be grateful for the running water you have. Be grateful for the food you have. Be grateful for whatever it is in your life you can think of to be grateful for. Be grateful for those things. Because, and what I mean by grateful is be thankful that you have it. Because there are people out there who don't have it and hope, and they are out there using all their willpower and determination to get those things that you are being ungrateful for. Let's just use this as an example, okay? You're driving a busted car. Let's just say your car ain't the greatest car right now. You know, everybody wants something better than what they already have. At least you would hope that everybody wants to be better in their life or have better things, or everybody deserves to have good things in their life. So let's just say you have that busted car and, you know, that car gets you from where you need to be, from point A to B, gets you to work, gets you to wherever you need to go, pick up your kids after school, whatever. It gets you there. Be grateful for that because there are people out there that's walking that wish they had a bicycle. There's people out there that's riding a bicycle that's hoping one day They can have a car. There's people out there with cars hoping one day that they could have their own boat. There's people out there who own boats who wish they could have an airplane or hope they one day they could own a jet. So what I'm saying is always be grateful for what you have, and that will bring more of what you want. Love the car you're driving now so that it can bring the car that you want into your life. Being grateful for the things that you have brings more of those things into your life. Let me say that again, okay, people? Be grateful for what you already have because you have a lot to be grateful for. And ways to be grateful. And just take notice of the little things. Little things that happen in your life. And that just goes back to me, maybe the next episode, talking about being aware of what you're thinking, aware of your thoughts. Because thoughts create things. And those things that you desire and that you want are the things that you already have and you don't realize it. So I just want to say, be grateful for those things, because you have to. You have to be. You have to wake up each morning with a mindset on having a heart of gratefulness each morning. Every morning, just do it. Wake up. Don't pick up your phone. Don't pick up your phone for at least, if you can resist, for at least about an hour or two after you wake up. And once you wake up, just sit quietly, sit still. That's one thing people don't understand. Just because you wake up, and I know you wake up and you got this to do, you got that to do, just forget all of that for a moment, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, however long. Forget about what you need to do throughout your day when you wake up first thing in the morning, and just sit still with your eyes closed and be thinking about what you're grateful for. Grateful for a new opportunity. Grateful for a new day. Grateful to start again. Grateful to start over. Forget about what happened yesterday. Yesterday was the past. We don't focus on the past. We focus on the moment that we are in right now. Yes, we have hope for the future. And yes, we have things that have happened to us in the past. But in that moment, in this moment, right here, right now, you need to focus on what's going on around you. I know that it may be hard to do these things right off the bat. It was hard for me. I was that person. Wake up each morning, didn't even get out of the bed. Wake up each morning, reaching straight for my cell phone. That was me. I was that person. I had to discipline myself to stop doing that. My cell phone was not that important. And the things and these apps and these social media, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever you're looking at each and every day, it is not that important. Not as important as the thing you desire, the things you hope and dream for. It's not that important as that. Not to me, it's not. Not anymore. So I don't reach for my phone in the morning. I don't touch my phone for at least 2 hours. I don't care how many notifications are going off, you know? I don't even look at my phone, honestly. I don't look at my phone until I get to work. And I sit still and I focus myself, okay? I tell myself, okay, this is what I need to do before I check anything on my phone. Now, I understand I'm not saying neglect. If something is an emergency, then yeah, you want to look at your phone. But your phone would be going off dramatically and you know that it was an emergency. So it does not require you to look at your phone laying in bed each and every day, still laying in bed, not even getting up, not even before your feet even hit the floor. You need to be thanking God or the infinite intelligence for another day. You need to thank God or infinite intelligence or whatever you want to refer to the higher intelligence as for another day. A new day, a new beginning, a new start, a new opportunity for you to change your habits and your behaviors throughout your day. So once I started to stop looking at my cell phone each and every day, I began to focus on the things that I dream of having and my desires, which led me to this podcast, which led me to tons of books that I have read to give me the knowledge, to pass the knowledge on to you guys. That is why I am here, because I feel like I have something to share, because it has helped me get through an experience that I had in my past that I no longer have. And maybe someone here listening might be having that same experience. So I'm here to learn and to teach and maybe help someone else, which is one of my goals. And you have to have goals in your life, people. You have to have goals. A man without a dream will perish. And it doesn't have to be something that, let's just say, it doesn't have to be something so enormous, so magnificent, so large. You can start with a small goal. And that small goal can be to stop looking at your cell phone when you first wake up in the morning. That small goal can be to stop doing a habit that is not allowing you any progress and change. And you know what those habits are for you. I know what those habits were for me. And I still have things that I do that I need to change. And I will do that through determination and persistence and discipline. I discipline myself to get up each and every morning hours before I have to be where I need to be. You want to know the reason why I do that? I do that because in myself, I had to figure out why I was so angry each and every morning when I woke up. Number one, I kept telling myself before, I'm not a morning person. And so many people say that, oh, I'm not a morning person. I'm not this, I'm not that. Stop telling yourself what you are not and start telling yourself what you are. Use those I am confirmations. I am a morning person. I can wake up early in the morning and enjoy my morning. Those are the things that we need to say to ourselves. Because at the end of the day, I want you to know that nobody can change you. You have to change yourself. You have to change your habits and the things that you're doing in order to get the happiness, the joy, the harmonious flow in your life. You got to change that within yourself. Nobody outside of you can change the way you think and feel about anything in your life unless you change it within yourself. And I had to change those things within myself. And I will teach you what I've learned. Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, will teach you how to change from within. And then you'll become that morning person that you said you wasn't. You'll become more things, more positive things, and raise your energy each and every morning, each and every day throughout your entire day. I'm telling you what I know as facts. And I'm here to help you do that. But first, you have to start out with your eyes closed, being grateful for what you already have. I'm going to take a deep breath. And I'm going to teach you guys, before I go, how to close your eyes and take a deep breath. So, when you wake up, just do this task with me. Or do it when you have a chance to. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. Come on now. We got common sense up in this place. Don't close your eyes if you're listening to this podcast while you're driving or doing other things that require you to see. All right. Let's be smart. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to close our eyes. And we're going to sit up straight with our back straight and our hands in our laps. However, whatever way you feel relaxed. You can sit with your hands facing up or just on, resting on your knees or your thighs. And you close your eyes. And you take a deep breath in through your nose. And you can count to four while you're doing that till you reach the top and you hold it. So you take a deep breath in. One, two, three, four. And you release out of your mouth all the way till you feel that release to the pit of your stomach. And you do that three times. You repeat that three times. And I promise you, you will recenter your mind and your body and become focused in the moment that you're in right now. In a later podcast episode, I will teach you how to become aware of your thoughts throughout your day. You know, we have around 60,000 thoughts a day. Somewhere in that range is what I've learned. And I'm sharing that with you now. So, you know, it's not possible. Maybe it is. I can't say what's possible for someone. Through determination and discipline, anything is possible. But it's difficult. I'm going to say it's difficult to be aware of every single thought that you have throughout your day. But I will teach you how you can do those things and be more aware of your thoughts so that you can have more positive thoughts and less negative thoughts throughout your day. So I want to bless you for listening to this podcast. And if you are here, then you are meant to be here. And I thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. And if you have any questions or comments, please hit a button. Hit any button. Push the goddamn button. And I thank you so much. I really do thank you for listening. So remember what I told you about your breathing. You can control your breathing. So with that being said, inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. I'm Little Miss Know-It-All, and I thank you, and I love you. Have a great day. It's Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all here, and I'd like to leave you with a little riddle, a way to connect with my audience. So here's a riddle for you to work out, and don't go on Google and Google the answer. Try and figure it out. Use your brain power and try and figure it out. Okay, here we go. Everyone wants more of it to feel special, yet the more you have of it, the less special you feel. Leave a comment, leave a voice message, let me know what that answer is, and I'll give you a hint. It's one word. Thank you for tuning in. Have a wonderful, great, make today great for yourself. I holla at your girl.